Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Q1 FY25 earnings conference call of Kalyan Jewellers India Limited. This conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on the beliefs, opinions, and expectations of the company as on date of this call. These statements are not the guarantees of future performance and involve risk and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Rahul Agarwal. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Dale. Good evening, everyone, and thank you for joining us on Kalyan Jewellers India Limited Q1 FY25 earnings conference call. On the call, we have with us Mr. Ramesh Kalyanaraman, Executive Director, Mr. Sanjay Raghuraman, CEO, Mr. V. Swaminathan, CFO, Mr. Sanjay Mehrotra, Head of Strategy and Corporate Affairs, and Mr. Abraham George, Head of Investor Relations and Treasury. I hope everyone got an opportunity to go through our financial results and investor presentation uploaded on the company's website and stock exchanges. We will begin the call with opening remarks from management, following which we will open the forum for a question-and-answer session. Before we start, I would like to point out that some statements made in today's call may be forward-looking in nature, and a disclaimer to this effect has been included in the earnings presentation shared with you earlier. I would now like to invite Mr. Ramesh Kalyanaraman, Executive Director of Kalyan Jewellers India Limited, to give his opening remarks. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good afternoon, and let me welcome everyone to the call. There could be some disruption in the phone because Kerala is raining heavily, and you know about the Kerala flood. The quarter was a fantastic one, and we recorded consolidated revenue growth of around 27%, and standalone India revenue grew by around 29%. The SSGs were also very strong. We witnessed robust operating performance across all our markets in India and the Middle East, despite extreme volatility in gold prices and a strong base quarter. We continue to see encouraging trends around the share of new customers, which was in excess of 35% for the recently concluded quarter. Our share of revenue from the non-South market is now at 49%, up from 44% in the prior year. Gross margins at the showroom level improved marginally, driven largely by a higher share of studded jewelry in both South and non-South markets. Advertisement spend during the recently concluded quarter has been higher to mitigate the impact of volatile gold prices and to drive market share in certain new markets. Our digital-first jewelry platform, Candere, recorded robust revenue growth in the recently concluded quarter. We have signed documentation to increase our stake in the business and convert Candere to a wholly-owned subsidiary of Kalyan Jewellers India Limited. Candere has added 13 showrooms in the financial year so far, out of the targeted 50 showrooms during the year. We are putting together a brand strategy for Candere, centered around communication and positioning, and expect to launch a nationwide campaign before the upcoming festive season. Let me give you an update about our international markets. Middle East recorded healthy SSGs during the recently concluded quarter. We plan to convert four showrooms in the region to franchised ones during the ongoing quarter and utilize the proceeds to reduce the debt in the region. The first showroom in the U.S. is expected to be launched before Diwali. Talking about the ongoing quarter, we began the quarter on a very strong note, and the recent reduction in customs duty on gold has provided further fillip to demand on the ground. We are updated about the upcoming festive season across the country and are gearing up for the launch of fresh collections and campaigns. During the month of July, we opened 5 Kalyan and 2 Candio showrooms and are on track to launch another 35 Kalyan and 20 Candio showrooms before Diwali. Now I would invite Sanjay to give you financial update. Over to you, Sanjay.
Thank you, Ramesh. Hi, everybody, and good afternoon. I'm really happy to be talking to you all after a great set of quarterly numbers here. In this just concluded quarter, the company reported a consolidated revenue of 5,535 crores, a 27% growth over the corresponding quarter in the previous year. Consolidated EBITDA came in at 376 crores versus 323 crores in the corresponding quarter of the previous year. And consolidated PAT, profit after tax, came in at 178 crores versus 144 crores in the corresponding quarter of the previous year. Moving now to talk of the breakup of the numbers between India and the Middle East. For the just concluded Q1, our India revenue was 4,687 crores versus 3,641 crores when compared to the corresponding quarter of the previous year. And India Q1 EBITDA came in at 315 crores versus 269 crores when compared to the corresponding quarter of the previous year. India Q1 PAT came in at 165 crores. Compared to a PAT of 129 crores in the corresponding quarter of the previous year. Moving now to talk about the Middle East business. Revenue in the Middle East for the just concluded quarter came in at about 811 crores versus 700 crores when compared to the corresponding quarter of the previous year. And EBITDA in the Middle East came in at about 64 crores versus 55 crores for the same period of the previous year. The Middle East business reported a profit of 19 crores for the quarter compared to 17 crores in the corresponding quarter of the previous year. Last year, talking about our e-commerce business, Candere, we posted a revenue of 39 crores in the quarter versus 34 crores in the corresponding quarter of the previous year. And this quarter recorded a loss of 2.2 crores, which is the same as what it was for the corresponding quarter of the previous year. With this, I'm done with the summary of the financials, and we now open the floor for questions.
Thank you. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Gaurav Jogani from Axis Capital. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity, sir, and congrats on a good set of numbers. Sir, my first question is actually a clarification. You said you opened 5 Kalyan stores in the month of July, and you expect to open 35 more showrooms before the quarter end. Did I heard that right?
No, before Diwali, I meant.
35 before Diwali, okay.
Yeah.
How many have you opened in July and how many more are expected going
ahead? So Candere July we opened as we speak 2 and we will open 20 more before Diwali.
Okay, 20 more before Diwali. Sure. And sir, with regards to this custom duty cut, I had actually two questions. One, how much of this has given you an advantage in terms of the footfalls? So for example, post 23rd of July, how much of an increase have you seen in footfalls in your showrooms? And second question related to custom duty is, what is the impact that you will see on your own inventory, that is on gold on lease because of this custom duty cut?
Yeah, so first coming to footfalls, July itself started off very well. The first two and a half weeks was good. SSGs were very similar to what was in Q1. But post the duty cut,
again, when the price comes down by 7-8%, customers who were waiting would have come in immediately. So the last 10 days have been very good, especially weekends. And it is stronger than Q1 in terms of SSG.
Oh. And sir, on the impact of the inventory, because of this customs duty cut?
So approximately we are, it will be in the range of 120-130 crore.
Overall, the impact. Okay.
Overall impact, yeah. It should come out, meaning in Q2 plus Q3.
Q2. But sir, this would be at your level impact, right? I mean, your even the stocks that will be lying at the franchisee level also, I mean, that impact will not be accounted in this one, right?
No, that does not come because we have already sold it, no? And priced it. So that will be only for them. And they are basically hedging their cash flow. So it's not an impact for us.
Sure. Got that, sir. Sir, and my second question also is with regards to, if you look at the revenue per showroom in the India business, I mean, that revenue per showroom has actually gone down to around, for the quarter, I would say, is around, 22-odd crores versus 23.8-odd crores in the base quarter. Now, I understand that because we are opening a lot more franchisee-led showrooms and that will be in a smaller size, that will be impacting this. But any other reason, that you can help us to quantify this, and how should we look at the revenue per store going ahead, if anything you can help us out with that?
Yeah. You yourself told the answer. Our own showrooms are at 90 crore plus when it comes to per showroom revenue. But when you come to franchisee new stores, the revenue will be only in the range of 50 crore. So the more number of new showrooms you open, the revenue per showroom will come down. It will keep coming down.
Sure. So it is expected to impact at least for this year, I think, because in the next year onwards, you will have a decent size of franchise stores already in the base, and that should not impact going ahead. Is that the right understanding?
So once you have a good number of own showrooms where your revenue per showroom is 90 crore, all the additional new showrooms are coming at 50 crore. So since that own store level is at 90 crore, the more number of showrooms you open, the per showroom revenue will keep coming down.
Got it. Got it.
Even if we have a number of, even if you add number of showrooms, that own store is at 90, 100, no? So that will be still there.
Sure. And sir, my third and last question is with regards to the interest cost. So if you look at the interest cost, both at the standalone and the consolidated level, it seems to have gone up marginally. Ideally, because your debt is coming down, we were expecting this number to come down. So any reason for this increase?
Yes. Swaminathan?
Hello. So with regard to interest cost, the number includes lease interest, which definitely will go up as we increase number of showrooms. If you remove lease interest, you can say Q-on-Q, it has come down by 3-4 crores, and year-on-year, it has come down by 11 crores.
You mean to say the interest on the debt, basically, largely because of the
increased number of showrooms and the impact of Ind AS 116. So notional interest, it is not bank loan interest.
Yeah. Okay. But sir, because you are opening stores on franchise, but because the lease is year-on-year, that is what is coming here, right? Is that a right understanding?
Yeah. So own showrooms, I mean, franchisee showrooms also coming under Ind AS 116, and there will be some setup because of franchisee owning the shop, but net to net, there will be increase in Ind AS 116 impact.
Sure. And sir, the last question actually is with regards to the newer showrooms that you are going to open on franchise basis. I think in those showrooms, you will be the CapEx will also be incurred by the franchise partner only. Also, is there any change in the terms of the margin or anything that you that will be accruing to you because of this new arrangement?
Yeah. So out of the AP showroom which we are opening, AP showrooms which we are opening for the financial year, The first 30-35 showrooms will be in our old model, wherein CapEx will be put by Kalyan. The rest of the showrooms, the franchisee partners will put the CapEx fit out also. So that is the plan. And margin, as I indicated in the past, there will be an increment of say 0.25% on the gross level.
On the gross level?
Or gross directly comes to the net also. So 0.25% margin growth will be there.
Okay, okay, okay. Awesome. Got it. That's all from me, sir. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Manoj Menon from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Hi, hi, Dimension team. Great performance, must say, you know, in whichever context we look at it. One thing just wanted to understand from you and team is, you know, when I look at your sales store growth performance, which has been absolutely top of the street versus the other listed plays. So if you could just elaborate a bit about, and in fact, that's the gap has accelerated, right, which is actually a very good sign. Could you just tell us about, let's say, you know, what has been driving this, you know, what are the interventions, you know, you would have done, let's say, versus competition in terms of the faster share gain for you versus other incumbents? Thank you.
So, there are things. So, SSG, as you are aware, we have been expanding our store network across the country for the last 2-3 years. Okay. And usually year 2 and 3 have higher SSGs, and therefore with every passing year, we should see an uptick on our SSG. Secondly, in SSG of our existing stores, the reason according to us is very simple: more number of showrooms, more expansion, thereby meaning more visibility for Kalyan and thereby helping generate more footfalls and revenue.
Understood. Network effect. Understood.
Yeah. And one more thing, while the above reasons help us to have a healthy SSG, when you compare with existing players and us, there will be naturally a bigger difference since we would have gained market share from the existing player. So just to highlight, our SSG in South are marginally better than non.
Wow. Understood. Is it anything to do with any changes in assortment or marketing strategy, anything which you have done, which is, I mean, which is something which is already there in the market, if you could talk about?
So we were very active, especially because the prices were very volatile. No? So the campaigns were very active. And now the digital marketing also helps us to keep the noise level high in market where we require. And we can also check whether the competition is active in that region in terms of marketing. So we increase our marketing spend in that so-called store or region. So all put together, we have been acting. Our team also have been doing a good job. So all put together, the numbers are good.
Thank you. Thank you.
And again, the South, in certain states, I just wanted to tell you that we are experiencing higher than usual SSGs. And that I have told you before also, majorly we think that there has been a strategic misstep taken by few players in South, especially in Tamil Nadu, where we actually are getting higher than usual SSG.
Interesting. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Darshil Jhaveri from Crown Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello. Thank you so much for taking my question. Congratulations on such a great set of results, sir. So, sir, just wanted to know, like, we've been growing at such a great rate right now, both on SSG and new front. Like, consolidated, we're doing 27-30% growth. So, will we be able to, you know, sustain this for a longer period of time? What kind of revenue guidance would we have for, you know, maybe FY25-26?
Yeah, so I would not be able to give a guidance, but what we would say is that, you know, the store expansion plan, which we have 80 showrooms. SSGs for the year 2, year 3 are usually higher than usual. And again, July, if you see, the SSGs are even stronger than in Q1. Okay. So all put together, I think this will be the range where to target for our SSG, for our revenue growth.
Oh, okay, fair enough, sir. And so just wanted to also know, like, now as we, you know, maybe add more studded or, you know, we are growing, so the margins, like PBT margins, could we reach the 5% PBT margin that we were maybe trying?
Yeah, ideally we should, but Q1 also we missed because, as I mentioned now, the marketing spend was a bit on a higher note than it should have been, especially because of the high gold prices and competition in the local, by the local players. Regional players were very high in certain markets, so we did not want to lose market share. So again, the operating leverage we thought would come from marketing did not come, and that is why the PBT did not grow more than our revenue. But Q2, I think we should, because the revenue growth which we see now on ground, I think possibly it should happen. So the competition, if competition reacts, then we'll have to react in terms of marketing. That's why we are not able to do it. But I think on a yearly basis, the objective will be achieved. In India, we are already at 4.8% PBT, just to give a view.
Yeah. So for the full year, maybe we can see the PBT target. That's
Yeah.
great.
Yeah.
That's
great to hear, sir. And I just wanted to know on a more broad base, just like maybe questions have already been repeated in the past. So, like, do we see some competition from fast jewelry or, you know, like how now that the lab-grown diamonds or something, will that overall impact in a longer term, or how are we just seeing it with these two different markets? You know, just some color on that.
No, lab-grown, we have not seen any demand so far in the store level. There is no, it's like literally a zero demand at our store level. Customer inquiry is very minimalistic, and we are surely looking into what is happening on ground. And once there is demand, we supply. So that we are retailers now. If there is demand, then we should supply. But why we are not promoting lab-grown diamonds is that the price has not been stabilized. So if the price crashes for the lab-grown diamonds, customer is buying those diamonds because they trust Kalyan as a brand. So if the price goes down, they will feel very offended. So that's why we are not encouraging lab diamonds, but we are closely watching.
Oh, okay. Fair enough, sir. And just my last question, sir. Like, I just want to clarify, like, the impact of, you know, the duty cut you're saying, it would be around 120-130 crores. That would be the impact on profit.
Yeah, that will be the range. That will be the range. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Fair enough, sir. Yeah. I think that answers all my questions. So all the best. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Vikrant Kashyap from Asian Markets Securities. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir, and congrats on a very good set of numbers. First question is on the performance of Middle East businesses. So your revenue growth has been 16%, but ad growth has been 11%.
No, I didn't get you there. I didn't get you somewhere. I missed because I told you that there's a disturbance in the line because of the floods.
Okay. Okay.
Can you repeat the question?
Yeah. Yeah. I will repeat again. So my question is pertaining to the Middle East performance. Our revenue growth has been very strong at 16%, SSSG at 10%, but PAT growth is 11%. You have highlighted two points towards that FOCO showroom expansion has impacted some of the gross margin and also on the pricing with finance cost. Sir, my question is, how are you going to address this? Because if you continue to grow at a higher level, but bottom line is not expanding related to top line, it will going to impact your overall performance. So what are the steps you are taking to improve the bottom line in the meantime business?
Yeah, so finance cost will be taken care because we told you, know, when we convert stores, that money is going to reduce our debt. Okay. And again, FOCO, when you do FOCO showrooms, the margins will come down, and surely that will have an impact on the gross margin. Okay. And interest, if you look at, actually the interest rates started going up last year. Okay. So next year, that will be the base, right? So then again, you will not have this kind of a issue, is what we feel. So interest rates have been going up over the past year, 1 year, in that region. And we are also beginning to repay loans now because of conversions. So all put together, interest part will be taken care. But the other area where FOCO showrooms will surely reduce our margin, no? We cannot have the own store margin. So that should be the way we should look at.
Okay. So have you able to reduce any debt in quarter one in Middle East and India?
So India we have not reduced, but the cash balance have been increased by around 75 crore. But we have not reduced any debt in Q1 in India and Middle East. Because Middle East we have not converted any showroom in Q1.
Yeah. Okay. And your presentation also mentioned that you have converted 3 showrooms in South markets. So could you please discuss the model and how we are dealing with franchises? Is it similar to non-South or it is different from non-South markets? What are the terms?
Yeah, so I told you, in South itself, each state behave differently. So we are still doing a pilot. So very tough for us to give a clarity on the numbers and the working. But we know that the margins are lesser in South. Stock turns are a bit more than non-South. And the expectation for the brand is also lesser than non-South in terms of margin. Franchisee partner also expects lesser than a non-South. So that is the model where we are looking at. And maybe in a couple of quarters, we can give you an idea of the model.
Okay. One question on competitive intensity. So in the recent, the last week even, one of the big players has given a signal that they are entering into a jewelry retailing business and they have given a guidance of investing 5,000 crores and most of the showrooms that they are targeting in the non-South markets where you have been also expanding your showroom base. So given this increasing competitive intensity, how do you place Kalyan going ahead?
The first thing is that even now we are talking about a 35-40% of organized segment, right?
Mm-hmm.
So there is an easy vacuum or the easy space for at least 3 or 4 more players in the sector. That is the first thing which we have to understand. Second thing is that if a good player comes, it is good for all organized players and market is also big enough. And if you look at to comment on one particular brand, who it's too early to comment, no, because each brand will have their own strategy and the strategy has not been revealed yet because it's too early for us to understand the strategy of the brand which launched recently. But Kalyan, it's a very unique kind of strategy which we have, wherein it's a hyper-local brand. Each region we behave in such a way that it's a part of that region. So it takes time even for a new brand to come and do the same. It takes a good number of years to do the same if they intend to replica. So we don't see any immediate competition coming in. But of course, there will be new stores of the brand coming near to us. And they will also be catering a different segment of customers.
Okay, great. I have one last question on related to a recent increased footfall in post-duty cut. So, sir, could you allude this pre-wedding buying because of the price cuts or do you see that it is only a daily wear products have been selling at a much higher pace?
So both are there. Both are there. But again, one thing I will tell you, this the demand increase which we see over the past 10 days, it is not going to stay very long. So it might end up anytime as we speak because people would have been waiting for many reasons because they would have thought that the gold price were high when according to their estimate. Suddenly when 7-8% came down, people came in, bought. It can be a wedding purchase again. They would have preponed their purchase. Lot of discretionary purchase which was pending because of the high gold prices would have come back immediately. So both are there and we also believe that it cannot last too long.
Mm.
Can be maybe 1 week, 10 days or 15 days. That is what we also think will be the case.
Okay, great sir. Thank you for answering my question and this is just a plug.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Ashish Kanodia from Citibank. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi team. Congrats on a good set of numbers. Ramesh, the first question was on the, you know, on the operating leverage. So I understand that, you know, ad spend was higher because of the volatility in gold price. But if I just look at the employee cost and other expenses, you know, I think that has also kind of increased, you know, on a YOY basis. So is it more to do with the fact that some of the expenses have been kind of front-loaded because we plan to open 35 stores over the next, say, 2 months or so? So, and, you know, maybe in the second half, we will see a much higher operating leverage. Is that the right way to get the employee cost and other expenses side?
Yeah, that's what we are also, that's what I told you before, because we are employee cost, we are of course adding a lot of employee for showrooms which has to come in the Q2, because we want to add as many as showrooms possible before the festive Diwali. So there are front-end expenses and advertisement, it is related to the local competition activity about, meaning their noise level all put together. So it can vary, wherein in Q2 as we speak, we think that this is going to come out because of the revenue growth which we have. And expenses about employee, surely there are some front-ended expenses. Because ad spend, very, very simple, is that our SSGs are in the range of 12 to 13%, but our ad spend increase are in the range of 20%. So that is the gap which you see mainly.
Sure. And the second question is on the My Kalyan front. So has there been any change in strategy? Because when I look at the, you know, the number of employees under My Kalyan, that has declined for the first time in the last few quarters. So has there been any change in that?
No, so what will happen usually, MyKalyan also, we keep a lot of front-ended staff because we keep on growing that MyKalyan network, okay. But now, it is the franchisee's call whether they need a MyKalyan or local marketing. So we give them two options, whether they want local marketing to be done in that region or they want a MyKalyan infrastructure. So as we speak now, people have started coming back. Because it's all 1 year, 1.5 year showroom, almost a year done. So now they are enough of local marketing and they want us to open MyKalyan. So now you should ideally see ramp up of MyKalyan and employees also.
Sure. And lastly, on the procurement center addition, you know, you have added two new procurement centers. So where are these located, and maybe if you can also just, you know, help us understand from a procurement center perspective, what is the kind of CAPEX which was done for this two centers?
Yeah, so CAPEX will be very minimal. So it's not about CAPEX, it's more about a networking of local artisans and what you call vendor ecosystem, more than a CAPEX. So majorly, the new offices were started in regions where we expanded heavily, like Bihar and UP.
Sure. Okay, that's all from my side. Thank you and all the best for our future.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Karan Mira from Meta Investments. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. A couple of questions. Sir, what is the update on Candere expansion and how many store openings can we expect before Diwali?
Candere, this year we opened 11 in Q1, 2 in July. We should open 20 more before Diwali.
Fifty
was our target for the year.
Sorry?
50 is the target for the year.
Understood. Sir, and the non-South share in overall revenue has increased to 49%, whereas the studded share inched up to 30%. Where do you see the studded mix going ahead, given that now even consumer behavior in the southern market is increasing in studded jewelry?
So this, I think this will settle down in this level for some time, because the expansion now, the 80 showrooms which we are opening in this financial year are predominantly in non-south, tier 2, tier 3 markets, where studded ratio cannot be like tier 1 or a metro. Major showroom network expansion is happening in that area. So I think mid to late 20s studded ratio will be the ideal number for maybe the next couple of years. Next couple of quarters, sorry.
Understood. Sir, that answers my question. Thank you and all the very best.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Jainam Doshi from Chris Portfolio. Please go ahead.
Yeah, my questions have been answered. Thank you so much.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Pulkit Singhal from Dalmus Capital Management. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity and congrats on a good set of performance. Just the first question is really on the margins, which seems to have been elusive. I mean, looking at the company for the last 2 years, we seem to be executing quite well in terms of store expansions and revenue growth and clearly delivering higher than expected there. But margin expansion just has been completely elusive. And I find it surprising your comment that while growing at 30% growth and 12% SSG, I mean, which is quite healthy, you're still talking about high competitive intensity, kind of quite contradictory that with such high growth rates, we have to invest so high. So can you talk about this a bit more? I mean, we don't expect with lower revenue growth rates that you would not have to invest in business. And it's only during a high revenue growth that you expect a margin expansion.
Yeah, so you are right. Meaning somewhere we have missed out on the operating leverage for advertisements. And that's why I told you that even Q1, it was a mess. And regarding competition, I will tell you wherein in new markets where we assume that we did not spend too much because the brand is already aware and the location is the only thing which has to be communicated. When you see the local players, region players, or the micro market players there becoming extremely active because of our showroom launch, then we will have to increase the noise level there. Otherwise, we will lose our market share. And existing local players, they increase their activity around our launch time. So that is where we also put more money, so that we don't end up losing the market share or we don't end up taking out lesser from the competition.
Okay. So how do you see this play out on next? So, I mean, to that extent, you have to keep investing in the business to just continue the revenue growth momentum, which is a great strategy. But I think, is that the thought process that let's keep margins stable and grow revenue growth at a healthy rate?
I think we should take the decision after a couple of quarters, because with the time, we should be able to optimize this, especially when it comes to, as we speak, Q2, we see it's going to happen. And maybe a couple of quarters, we will decide.
Okay. Secondly, I mean, on this custom...
If you ask me, I am still confident of margin expansion for the financial year. That's why I'm asking for a two-quarter wait to decide whether we should forecast number that way.
Yeah. So just knowing what your strategy is, I mean, either strategy, I mean, you know, it's long-term story. If you're deciding on market share, that's your call. But it would be good to just know as to, you know, how you think about things. Secondly, is on terms of custom duty cut. I mean, given the kind of competition you face, do you think this gives you an edge now, therefore going ahead, that where, you know, your ability to compete gets a lot higher?
Yeah, two ways we think that customs duty deduction is going to help us. First thing is that this will push the unorganized players to buy with invoice. If they buy with invoice, then they will have to sell with invoice. That is one advantage. Second is that if you look at the last 2-3 years, the unorganized segment, because they do a cash flow hedge usually, okay, they don't reduce their volume inventory even if the price goes up. But we, because we are not a cash flow hedge, we are a P&L hedge company, we will have to decrease the volume of inventory, not exactly by the way of gold price increase. If gold price increase is say 15%, we would at least bring down the inventory by volume by around 10%, right? So this has been the case over the last 2-3 years. But now if you see, we are on the other side, wherein they will maintain the same volume at the store. We will be able to increase the volume at the store, meaning inventory level by volume can be increased without further investment, which we think that is going to help to gain more market share for unorganized players. So it's a two-way help technically.
So actually the question, so that's interesting to know. The question also was to try to see if the people you're competing with are actually, you know, having that custom duty arbitrage, which was allowing them to be profitable, etc. And now that arbitrage goes away from them.
So because of this customs duty, high customs duty, it is always a incentive to do it without invoice and buying without invoice and stuff for unorganized players, right? Which can be an incentive for the customer also, because they can tell the customer that the price can be lesser or the GST need not be paid and stuff. But now things are becoming more transparent because the margins are lesser, no? Hope you understood.
Yeah. So as they get to do, I mean, if the customer has to invoice, then he doesn't necessarily need to now deal with them. I mean, he might as well deal with a branded player.
Yeah, correct. Exactly.
Understood. Great. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants that you may press star and 1 to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Shirish Pradeshi from Centrum Broking. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi Ramesh. Good evening. I joined the call late. Maybe if you can tell your plans on the thought process. Do we stick to the store guidance and can see that now we are talking? So what?
Yeah, so I'm not able to hear you properly. I don't know whether my line
sir. Mr. Pradeshi, I request you to come a bit close to your handset and ask the question.
What I was asking on the Candor, if you have already covered, I just joined the call.
Yeah, Candor. So okay, Candor, number of showrooms, right?
Yeah, and what is the throughput you are getting now? What is the run rate we are happening? What's happening now?
So, Candor, first I will tell you about the store expansion, wherein we opened 11 showrooms in Q1 and 2 in July. We will be opening 20 more before Diwali. And now, Candor, the throughput at the store level is not great because we have not started any campaigning around Candor. We are waiting for Candor to have a minimal number of stores so that we can start our campaigns on a national level. So, that is what we think we are going to do for, meaning that's what our plan is for Candor.
Okay. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants that you may press star and 1 to ask a question. A reminder to all the participants that you may press star and 1 to ask a question. Ladies and gentlemen, as there are no further questions, we have reached the end of our question and answer session. I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Ramesh Kalyanaraman for closing comments.
Thank you very much, everyone, and hope to see you again soon. Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of Kalyan Jewelers Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us. You may now disconnect your lines.